Hi, in today's testimonial interview, I've got Jeremy Gilman, co-founder at RxVantage, to share his experience of working with Apparatix. Thanks for joining us, Jeremy.
Thanks for having me.
Great. So before you share your story of working with Apparatix, could you please briefly tell us a bit more about your company, RxVantage?
Sure. We're about an eight-year-old startup that operates in between life science companies and doctors, trying to connect doctors to the content that those life science companies have so that they have the information that they need and the latest therapies that are available to their patients so that they can deliver better patient care.
Okay, interesting. And could you share with us what were the services from Apparatix that RxVantage use and which regions they covered?
Sure. We're a U.S.-based business, so we're primarily in the U.S., and we were trying to build our pipeline quite a bit, and Apparatix helped us do that through a remote SDR team.
And what was it, what made RxVantage choose Apparatix in the first place?
Yes, we got a recommendation from somebody that was helping us with some marketing and sales operation work. She had previously used Apparatix or was using Apparatix at another client that she was engaged with and recommended her to us after we had a program that worked out pretty well, but needed some help in scaling it.
Okay. So was scaling one of the objectives when you started working with Apparatix, or were there any other objectives?
Yeah, our primary objective was really to prove the SDR model for our team before we really could commit to it and hire resources on our own. So rather than going out and hiring SDRs on our own and training those SDRs and waiting a while to get results there, Apparatix helped us accelerate our time to market on that. They provided management of the team and all the metrics, et cetera, that gave us the confidence after, you know, a few months to know that this SDR model was going to be something that was going to work for us. And actually, it was successful enough for us to actually hire one of the team members from SDR as our first full-time SDR.
Mm-hmm. And how is this experience of having the function outsourced and then actually having the rep fully trained to join your team? I guess, as you said, that accelerates things for you guys. If you could share and elaborate a little bit more on that, it would be great.
Sure. So, yeah, so, you know, we didn't have really any mechanism or process for SDRs. We had our own internal AE team that was handling full life cycles. So to introduce an SDR at the top of the funnel who's really just focused on sitting meetings and demos for us required a lot more management than I think we were thinking at first. And it was really helpful to have Chris and Ray and the others on the team really help us kind of accelerate the process of defining even like our SLA for SDRs to AEs, setting up our metrics so we understood call volume and connections every day, and sort of our calls to demo sat ratio against the data that we were calling on, really gave us the confidence to look at that and say, all right, so this is something that we should really do internally. And at that time, we had worked through a couple different members on the SDR team from the Apparatix side and had dialed that into a few people that we had spent a lot of time training on our product and felt really comfortable with, and decided that, you know, at the end of our engagement, that we would actually we would hire one of those people because we felt like that gave us the best chance to be successful as we started to build out our own team, was to really seed it with somebody that had been doing it for a few months and had been doing it successfully rather than just starting completely from scratch as we built our own team.
Okay, that makes sense. So previous to that, you didn't have any SDR function within the company. It was directly the AEs that were handling all the accounts.
That is correct.
Okay, makes sense. And then was there anything in particular that didn't go to plan? And if so, how did the team work on fixing it?
Yeah, you know, we set this up originally as what I really loved about our engagement to start was that we actually had two SDRs both working half-time on the account so that we created a little bit of competition amongst the team. Mm-hmm. And we really liked that idea to try to figure out, you know, who really was gonna push the other person and start putting up numbers. What we found was that, you know, very quickly one person sort of stood out. And the only thing that, you know, I would say that we were struggling a little bit with was trying to find another person on the team that was performing at the same level or would push this other high performer from the SDR, from Operatics's SDR team. That was the one thing that didn't go maybe quite as planned. We went through a couple, maybe two or three different SDR resources to really try to push this other person pretty hard. And we weren't able to get any of those other two or three people to really perform at the same level. So while that was a little bit of a setback and it involved a little bit more training on our end, if, you know, as we brought on new resources to the team, what we found was really that the SDR that was sort of the standout performer, was just kind of a better fit for us, was a better fit for our market. And that's the person that we decided to kind of shift to a full-time role and bring on board full-time at the end of our engagement.
Okay. That makes sense. And then what were the results that you've seen from Operatics so far? Was there any, do you have any stats around what has been achieved so far?
Well, you know, I don't have any sort of hard numbers, but I can tell you that it was a highly successful engagement insofar as the number of demos sat booked for the top of our pipeline. So I think we added something like somewhere between 50 and 60 meetings over a 3-month time period, which was, you know, at one full-time resource. So that was in terms of getting the meetings sat or getting the meetings booked, that was a really good sort of data point for us. What we're working on and had been working on after the fact was really focusing on the next step, which was getting those people sat. And you know, we feel really good about the data. We felt really good about the data and the experience. And that's why we ended up hiring one of the SDRs from the team.
Okay, perfect. Right, I think that's all. So thank you very much for your insights, Jeremy. Really appreciate that you took the time to share your story. And thanks again for taking part.
No problem. My pleasure. Operatics was a great experience for us and really gave us a lot of great insight and confidence to, you know, build our own team. And we could certainly see ourselves going back if we needed to, you know, gain some more capacity on our SDR team pretty quickly.
Okay, good to hear. Thank you very much.
Thanks.